Well, having a chance just before we get to tonight to look back again, anything new stand out for you in last night's win to start off this road trip on the right note?
Oh, we good and resilient in a couple of spots, especially after they tied that game. Our next two shifts we scored on had some really good opportunities from sound, either hard work or good defensive play.
What do you think was hiding between the pipes for tonight, Paul?
Yeah, Connor's going to go. It's an unusual in this schedule, but I've never had a problem going back-to-back with a goalie who felt good. It was what was around it, and you don't see a two-game block with 2 days on either side very often. And we didn't run our bench too hard last night. Nobody over 20 on the up front, so we think we can have there's a lot of energy there.
How important is it for him to kind of build on yesterday's effort as well?
You know what? It's important for him to build on it over a season. You know, we get caught up into evaluating this young man on a game-to-game basis on where he's at, and I understand why that happens, but we have a longer-term view with every other young player, and we need to have a bit of that with Connor as well. He's shown himself to be very capable here, and he has the inconsistency in his game at times that all young players have, and we gotta do a real good job in front of him, giving him a chance to feel confident and feel good. It's going to be a challenge in here tonight in that they're going to put everything to the net. I mean, they're working on those numbers. They fire it from all angles. They run their shot totals. I think the shots in Dallas were 21-6 before the first period was done. So he's going to get some work here. But like last night, I think that got him into the rhythm of the game.
Any personnel changes up front or on defense?
We'll see. You know, we didn't skate today, so there's always a guy with a bump or a bruise you have to check on and warm up. We're hopeful that everybody plays.
Connor, you talked about humidity maybe being an option. How much of it is talking to him and making sure he's...
Yeah, you know what? It was... I realized when I said that, I'm a little lower than I think, because it was more coming from here and going to Tampa, especially when you played in the old Miami Arena. Shane can tell you about that, but it was... might as well have been playing outdoors. It was so wet in that place. So there's a little difference. He felt good. He felt strong after the game, and we want to give him that opportunity.
Small sample size, but in the one game, 4-3, you went to six rounds of a shootout. Is this an indictment of how close these teams match up? Or?
Well, it was an unusual game for us. It was the first game after we'd given him 2 days off. These guys are coming off a three-day break. We're coming in back-to-back. It's another one of those kind of unusual setups, but I like... You know, it's dangerous about these feelings, but I like the way the back-to-back feels for us. We've been good in the second half. The two that we lost were at the end of that arduous journey we were on early. We've played well on back-to-back nights.
I get a chance to look at video and opposing team, special teams last game. That was, I think it was three power people. So.
Yeah, so and it was also the start of adjustments that we made, and some of it was personnel. Right after that, Matthias and Armia come back into our lineup, and our penalty kill, we feel overall, has been vastly improved from that game.
They only have one regulation loss in their last eight games since playing you. Have you noticed anything different in your pre-scout preparing for tonight?
You know, they're going to play a game very similar. And from a systems point of view that we saw last night, the systems would be identical. The attitude is similar. Tampa will hang on to the puck a little bit more in the offensive zone and look for seams and try to make plays off the rush that way. These guys have become very, very direct, very straight line. They look quite a bit different than they did last year in the style of play. And like I said, anything over the red line is going to be funneled to your net with traffic to the net. So making sure we're on the right side of them going through the neutral zone is important. Our breakouts, we felt last night, were going to be really, really important in the game. We weren't great at it early, and we got much better at it. That'll be a key for us tonight, how we move the puck. They're going to dump an awful lot of pucks in behind our D and skate our D back to get them. So how we move the puck is going to be really important. And then how strong we are in about a 10-foot radius around that goal.
Talked a lot about tempering expectations for Patrick Laine, but you know, now that he hits 20, how do you think that'll be something? That's one of the check marks that guys look to hit, I guess.
Oh, we said that on the bus, right? 18 years old, it's 20, he's not at 41 games yet. I mean, it's a career for some defensemen, it's a career year for most forwards, and it's a remarkable feat at that age. And I'm sure if you asked him, he doesn't feel lucky right now because he's had a whole lot. Vasilevskiy made a hell of a save on him last night on that seam pace back door. And he'd probably tell you he could have 30 or 40.